Hey, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, best-selling author of the books One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda. I'm a relationship coach, a public speaker, and I'm the mom of two of the most kick-ass teenage boys around. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit slice of reality for anyone curious about what it looks like to get divorced. On Doing Divorce Right, we'll give you the tools you'll need to navigate your relationships, whether you're contemplating divorce or have already signed the papers. We'll figure it out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Divorce Right podcast. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Doing Divorce Right or Avoiding It Altogether. I'm Jennifer Hurwitz and I'm your host every single Tuesday. Good morning. Everybody give yourself a hug. It's hug day. Hug day here on Doing Divorce Right. And I'm going to tell you why. I have Dr. Stone in the house today. I'm going to read his bio and then I can't wait to bring him out. This is just like the energy here is so good this morning and I'm excited. So let's just do this. Dr. Stone with me today is a clinical psychologist and therapeutic coach who discovered the transformational power of hugs. I love this. And the difference they can make for us personally as well as having a global impact. Fondly known as the Hug Doctor, he professes that we share a profound connection. Right, Doctor? Is that right?
Exactly.
I got it. Good. Okay. He advocates for people to live lives full of joyful hugging. He inspires people how to do so literally and metaphorically. You have to explain that too. An advocate for longer and more meaningful hugs and connective energy that brings acceptance, healing, and peace. It is his joy to explore and teach his pioneering discoveries in his new book, Hug Therapy. Okay. Dr. Stone, come on out. How are you?
I am awesome. And yay. Jennifer, it is such a pleasure to be here. You are such the space of a hug. Oh. And I love your show.
Well, I love you. I got to tell you, I'm so glad to have you finally. It took a lot to get you here because of my Michigas. Those of you who don't know what Michigas is, it's craziness. I'm just a lot of crazy lately. But you're here and I'm so happy to have you. So let's talk about hugging. Let's talk.
Yes, let's talk. Hugs are often taken for granted.
I agree.
And it's like we're rushing out the door and kind of the same thing as saying like, love you to our family.
Right.
It's about slowing down, really being connected and being present for that hug. So this is all very existential.
Right. Like
it's about really being present, you know, like some of the meditation or mindfulness podcast that you've done.
Yeah.
This all loops in really nicely with that.
I love that. I have a problem with that, Dr. Stone. I have a problem being present. So this is good for me. I'm going to really take notice of what you're saying. And really, I can't wait for your book. You can already get it on Amazon. I didn't know that or I would have already gotten it, but I'm excited. So I'm not going to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can totally pre-order it on Amazon and it comes out September 15th. So there's a lot of different things. One thing that I encourage people to do is to have longer hugs.
Mm.
So, you know, like you and Jim, for example, I'm a big fan of Jim's too.
He loves you.
So, what happens is after 20 seconds, which sounds kind of like a long time, oxytocin is released.
Right.
So that's why I advocate for a 21 second hug.
Oh, which makes sense. Okay.
Because once oxytocin is released, it's good for your stress response. It's good for your immune system. It's good for your blood pressure and for your sleep pattern. So there's all these benefits that we have access to for free with people around us as long as people want to have a longer hug. And of course, this needs to be a consensual thing, 100%.
Right. Which is so funny because I always talk about oxytocin being the cuddle hormone.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's so funny. Right.
So yet strangers who like each other and want to have a longer hug and feel that energy can have a hug. So my book was initially going to be called Hugging Strangers.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. That's awesome.
I believe that we're all profoundly connected. So there really are no strangers. Now, again, it needs to be a consensual hug. Like I don't just randomly hug people. Right. And I have asked strangers who I felt compelled to give a hug to if they would like a hug.
And what do they say?
So there's a couple of different situations. The very first guy that I asked, he was like, he hesitated for a beat and then he was like, sure.
Oh,
And we had like, you know, like a 5 second hug that was like you would have with like a friend, a good friend that you haven't seen in a while.
Right.
And I walked away and I was like, wow, that was great. And it was like my first kind of touch into like, wow, this hugging stuff has so much more to it. And that's when I started seeing everything through the lens of a hug.
Wow.
So there's another instance where I hugged a stranger I could tell you about too, that was even like, was pretty intense.
Okay.
Should I tell you now?
Yes, 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 yes. I love this. I'm so okay. Pikes. I'm like waiting for it. I'm like waiting.
Okay.
For it.
Okay. Oh, no. Basically, I was at a hot springs in Thermopolis, Wyoming with my family.
Okay.
And I had just had this hug with this other guy, you know, like a couple weeks before. And the hugging thing is kind of like getting, you know, more and more in my awareness.
Okay.
And I ran into this guy in the pool, and my daughter and his daughter are playing together. And I'm having this urge to give this guy a hug in the pool. And I'm like, that's a little too much.
You know, like, you're wondering like if he's going to think it's a little wack. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm not going to give this guy a hug in the pool.
Right.
I mean, and to be clear, like I'm a very heterosexual male, okay. Like I'm a big ally, like big LGBT ally. And
I love that too. I love
you know, I'm clear. Like I'm not attracted to this guy. I just have this urge to give him a hug. So, but I'm not going to do it in the pool. So then the next day I go for a jog the next morning. I run into this same guy again.
Oh, that's kind of weird, right?
By the river. And he's been fly fishing. He's thinking about buying a second home in Wyoming. He's from Denver, and he's going through this intense divorce.
Wow. Did you know that? Did you know that prior to hugging him?
So I didn't know that when we first talked in the pool.
Okay.
And we talked for like 10 minutes, and I'm divorced, and it was an amicable divorce. And, okay. And I'm talking to him, and we're really connecting. And so after like 10 minutes, I ask him, you know, would you like a hug?
Oh.
And we have this maybe like 10 second hug, which is pretty long for guys.
Yeah.
As I'm jogging away, I hear this booming voice inside my head. You will write a book called Hugging Strangers.
Oh my God, I have the chills.
And I'm just like, what the? All I could do was whisper inside my head, okay.
Okay, right. I got this.
And then it like solidified, like for me at that point, like I'm the hug doctor. Like I see everything in relation to a hug. And that's when this journey, like really,
oh
it got real.
That's really cool. That's really yeah. Like, I have the chills. I have to be, that's really cool though. Right. I mean,
it was, I guess one of those moments where things just kind of crystallize and it's like,
an
this
aha
is
moment.
What I'm going to do with my life. You know, this is the direction that I'm supposed to go in. And it takes all these different twists and turns. And my passion is people going on 21-day hugging journeys.
Okay, explain this, because I saw this on your website and I was like, you know what? This is something I think I could maybe be really into. So explain to my listeners, because I think everybody should do this. So can you, do you mind explaining?
It's my pleasure. And okay. It looks a lot of different ways.
Okay.
Like I'm on day 18 right now.
Okay.
With a group of people and each person is doing it in a different way. So my website helps to explain it, but basically there's like 14 different domains of life.
Okay.
And you could rate those. And if you pick an area that's not going as well as you'd like it to,
yeah,
you hug that area for 21 days.
Oh my God. Okay. So give us an example of like, what are some of the areas? Can you just like,
yeah. So you could hug your finances.
Oh my God. Shut
you
up.
You could hug your fitness.
Okay. Okay.
You could hug your family.
Okay.
So it's the idea.
Like metaphorically kind of, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, you know, hugging your finances might be each day setting aside a certain amount of money.
Oh, I love this.
Not
I love
spending,
this.
You know, money on certain things that you don't want to spend money on. And you're keeping track of it. And ideally, you have a hugging accountability buddy. So you have a friend or family member who's also going on a 21-day hugging journey. And they're holding you accountable. And you're holding them accountable. And then you can check in with Hugging Central as well to help you to enrich this journey. So it's like, there's something concrete that you want to do each day. that you have a commitment to. And then you're freed up in the world to have more hugs because you're just out and about and you're like, you know, you're on day three or day four of your hugging journey when you're talking to your family or your friends or somebody on, you know, in an Uber or something like that. You can share what you're doing and your excitement about it. And then they can get caught up in it too. And people also do it on social media.
Right. So it's like a big hug fest, but like everybody's, so the feedback must be incredible because this is incredible, Dr. Stone. This is really cool. So you must be getting some major, like amazing feedback, correct?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of fits and spurts. Like I think that people hear 21 days and they get a little freaked out, like, oh my God, like I'm not going to commit to anything for 3 weeks. I'm already overwhelmed.
Right.
So part of my challenge is, you know, I want people to bite off something that they can chew.
Okay.
Right.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So it could be like, I'm going to take a 5 minute walk each day, or I'm going to, you know, take a bath each day.
Right.
A hug for you could be a lot of different things. And it's basically, you know, the self-hug is taking better care of yourself.
Yeah, I need that because this would be really good for me.
You can also do like a community hug where you're like raising money for a charity.
Or,
you know, like you can be training for a 5K together as a group for 21
that's
days,
cool.
Like leading right up to a 5K that's for a charity. So there's so many ways to do it.
So many.
And
right.
So that's the trick, is like not being overwhelmed by that and still jumping in.
Right. And I think this is good for kids too. Like I feel like my boys could really like benefit from this.
100%.
Don't you think children, yeah. I mean, like kids, teenagers too, like that are just so stressed out all the time, and to be able to put their energy somewhere positive, like so
100%. And yeah. I have even like, you know, written something up for like an elementary school classroom, like for a teacher to do it with her whole classroom.
Yes.
And so, you know, we're working on that, and it's kind of getting through the process of like, you know, being approved by everyone because, you know, it all needs to be consensual, appropriate touch.
Sure, and I
tell people too, you can go on a 21-day hugging journey without touching anyone.
Right.
You know, it could be all about hugging yourself, hugging your community. So I do want to share with you one example of my dear friend, Gary Havel Jr. And so he was really depressed.
Okay.
You know, in his words, he was ready to nosedive into the pavement.
Oh,
yeah. And he's a veteran, and you know, he's been through so much. He's such an amazing man. He's a hero. When I first met him, he was like in a pretty rough place. I gave him a 21-second hug, and then he went on a 21-day hugging journey, and he shared that on social media.
Okay.
In a way that his family and friends really supported him.
Right.
And it was a transformation.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
So it's figuring out how to bring this to the right people at the right time. And that's why it's perfect, you know, and I really am honored to be on your show because I want to get the word out about it and figure out the best way to do that. You know, eventually there'll be an app. I have the PDF.
Oh, really? That's so cool. That's so cool. You know? I love that. Yeah.
So you know, we have the hugging calendar, which I sent you the PDF version of.
Yes. Well, everything will be in our show notes too. So I'll put everything on like, you know, on the show notes, and people will be able to find it. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. Like everyone's going to be able to get a hold of you. That's really important to me. So we got you. No problem.
I love it. And I love, you know, so many of your guests and the things that they're doing. And I see those as huge hugs.
Oh, I love that.
It's
funny. You know, when I started this process too, it's a learning experience, right? And I thought, oh, it'll be real fun and I'll do funny stuff and I'll bring on. But then I realized that like people are listening, right? And so I think when you have an audience that I have, people really like, I have guests, I handpick wonderful people like you. My guests are really informative and they're smart and they're educated and they're, people see the title of my show and they're like, oh, it's just, but no, I have like, I'm just so honored to have you on my show. This is fabulous information. And I think that it's really relevant. And I think that you need to be heard. I think this idea is amazing. And I think your book is, it's going to help people. And I feel calmer. It's really strange. I feel calmer talking to you. Is that weird? Like you bring like it's a peacefulness, which is for me, I'm super high strung. Obviously, I'm super high strung, and just speaking to you, I feel like I'm being. It's like a hug. I don't know. I can't explain. It's good. So it's good. Good juju. You have good juju.
I think it's lovely, and I think that you know your energy is beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, and it comes, whether it's coming through like intense or you know more peaceful. Like I think it's great, and so you know. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I agree. I think my listeners will really appreciate this episode, and it's really important that we share it and it gets spread. I think everyone needs to hear this. It's great information. Okay, so tell me some more things about the 21 day. It's called the 21 day
hugging journey.
Hugging journey. Okay, we have to make sure I get that in the notes.
I think you know. I would like to hear more from you though. Like, what's coming up from you around like. You know, what challenges might there be with this? And like, how does it occur to you to do it? Because one of the things I love about your show is how real it is. And what I call, you know, radical transparency.
Oh, wow. You know, I like that.
Truth in love, you know, like not pulling any punches.
Yeah, I don't. And, I'm real honest. I don't know if that's such a good thing.
And so, you know, I think the 21 day thing, as your listeners are hearing this.
Yeah.
I want us to really get into how this could be valuable or why, you know, we tend, I think, to put off so many things.
I agree.
That could be good for us because we have this story that we're too busy.
Well, I do that, Dr. Stewart. I do that. I put off everything. And I'll tell you, this is really strange. Your timing could not be more perfect. I have not done anything like self-help wise for myself. I've been so busy. I started to meditate and I let it go. I was like, I'm too busy to do this, right? I have not done yoga in a year and a half. And yoga was my thing. And a year and a half has gone by. And today was the first day I got back on my mat, which is really funny because you showed up the same day. So it's almost like the same, it's just the craziest thing that it all came together in one episode, one day, one time. It's very, I don't know, enlightening that you're here the same time I got on my yoga mat. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, so it's a big hug. And I think
altogether.
Maybe that's your 21 day hugging journey starts today.
I think so. That's what I was just going to say.
Like doing yoga. Yeah.
Yes. I think that's it. I think like it just came together today. Like it's the yoga and the hugging. And I think that's my self-help kind of journey in the 21 hug. I just think it's awesome. I think that's it, you know?
And it's all in the space of a hug, right? So like day three, like let's say, you know, you don't do yoga that day and you're in bed that night and you're just like tired and you're like, I didn't do yoga today. You know, it's totally okay to miss a day, and you want to look and see what you can put in place so that you do it the next day.
Okay.
And that's where the hugging accountability buddy comes in.
I see.
Too. So you might want to think about like, who do you want to be more connected with over the next 21 days that would jump into a hugging journey with you?
Right.
Today?
Right. Oh, that's good. Yeah. So what happens, Dr. Stone, if you do like, let's say you're in the 21 day journey and it's not, and you do miss yoga. You're like, I tend to beat myself up. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I missed it today. And now I don't, you know, and then I get upset with myself. You shouldn't do that. Cause that's against the whole hugging thing. Right. I mean, so.
Exactly. So you would notice that you missed it.
Okay.
And in that moment you would give yourself a hug, right?
Like, okay.
You accept that it didn't happen that day and you put something in place. Like you probably want to pull your calendar out today, whether you want to do the PDF version that I sent you or literally your calendar hanging on the wall.
Okay.
And put down that July 18th or exactly. I know how it could be mixed days depending on when the podcast is and everything, but that's your day one.
Okay.
And then literally put down the next 21 days. So you know that your journey is ending whatever day that would be in August.
Okay. And then what happens at the end? Like is there something that you do? Is there something, I didn't finish. I need to look at your.
Yeah. Well, I'll send you something special.
Oh, okay. And, yay. Don't tell us because it'll be
a surprise. I'll ask you if you want to be a hugging ambassador.
Oh, my God.
And then you can spread the word.
Oh, my God. That is hug.
And, you know, because it's just kind of like about us being more connected. So I define a hug as any positive, healthy, and connective energy that brings acceptance, healing, and peace.
Oh my God. So, okay. So when I put this up, and listeners need to listen to me carefully, listeners, when I talk about you and I put this on social media, I need to have that, when what you just said, the definition of hug, I need to put that out there because I think that is so awesome. That is awesome. I love it. Say it again.
So any positive, healthy, and connective energy that brings acceptance, healing, and peace.
Oh, so I love that.
It's so many different things.
Right.
And so many of the awesome people that you've had on your show, it's like they're in that space. And it's kind of like, how can we get more connected and blow this up in a positive way?
Right.
You know, because it's really sad, you know, how many people we lose to suicide on a daily basis.
It's awful.
I mean, veterans is like 20 a day. And, you know, we have people like Kate Spade and just, you know, and the more that we connect as communities, the more we connect so that people don't feel isolated, the better off we're going to be. And this is also about having fun.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Like, don't take yourself so seriously. And you also talked about living in the moment and being present. And that's really hard for me too. And I think this is all really, really just, it's really good. This is just good information. And I feel like I need to get you on some of my friends who have podcasts that are in this same vein. You need to be on some other shows because I think this is just awesome. Everything about this is awesome. Everything. I love it.
I would love that.
Okay, let's do that.
I would totally love that. I think that, you know, I've gone on 21-day hugging journeys where, you know, one of the focuses was to skip more. Like I was literally like skipping.
Come on.
You know, and like in the book, I talk about like just different things that you can do to get in touch with the kid inside of you.
Oh,
right? Like, because this is time limited, this ride that we're on. Like, this is like a roller coaster ride. And the idea is to be able to put our hands up in the air and like scream and enjoy the ride.
Yeah. I think we forget that. I think people forget. I forget that. I think I forget.
I think we all forget that because our survival mechanism kicks in and we're like, I got to do this and the IRA that, and like, what about this? And, you know, and it's like,
I don't live in the moment. I'm tough on my boyfriend too. I'm tough on Jim all the time. I'm real tough on him because I'm hustling so hard. Well, you see, I'm constantly hustling. And I forget to breathe. Like sometimes my shoulders are so high up in my ears and I honestly forget to breathe. And he'll say to me like, do you need a hug? He does. He said to me, come here, do you need a hug? And I'm like, yeah, I need a hug. And this all just clicks for me now that I'm listening to you. It's just really, I just think you're amazing. So thank you for everything that you're doing. It's great.
It's, I love it. You know, when I'm talking about hugging, I get totally fired up and it's like, this is what I was meant to do.
That's so cool.
And, you know, I do other stuff like testing and things like that, you know, that keep the wheels on the bus. And,
and
this is where it's at. Like this is, you know, and I'll tell you, I lost my mom to cancer.
I'm sorry.
I'll tell you, well, thank you. And she was awesome. And this is the dedication in the book, just to give you a sense of that, like existential importance of the hug. Hug therapy is dedicated to my mother, Judy, who I lost to cancer when I was 25 and she was 52.
Why she was so young.
Every hug I had with her was so precious and I didn't even realize how precious. Mm. So I want this to be a wake-up call for people. Not in a heavy-handed way, like, oh, no, we're going to die.
No.
But, like, in a way of, like, now is the time to go after what you want to create.
Yes.
And so, you know, if you've always wanted to take a vacation to Hawaii, your 21-day journey might be creating that.
Sure.
You know, with a friend or with your partner, like putting that into motion where you're doing the research around the trip, where you're starting to save for the trip, where you're setting a date when you'll go on the trip. It could be anything that you want to create.
Right.
And, you know, even planning a trip like that.
That in itself is a 21-day journey, right?
I mean, right. Like I say Hawaii, and I think we all got like a little bit more like just
happy
of summer.
Yes, like you know, it's we all got smiles on our faces, right? Like,
yeah. So the 21-day hugging journey is not something to do once and then be like, I did it. It's to do it and learn from it
and do it again.
And do it again with different things. You know, I've been on more than a dozen. And I've been on two 21-day hugging journeys at the same time. So it's like, it's very rich in how you can loop it in to what matters to you.
I love it. You know, maybe we'll do, maybe when I put the podcast, when I put this up next week, when it goes up on Tuesday, maybe I'll say, you know, on my Facebook page that people should like tell everybody like what your journey is going to be. Like maybe we can do like a poll or we can do interactive something where people can, you know, talk about what their 21-day journey, what they've decided they're going to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like listeners, if you want to give a shout out to Dr. Stone and say, here's what my 21-day hug journey is going to be. I'm going to do blah, blah, blah. That would be kind of cool to see what everybody's ideas are. Wouldn't that be neat?
100%.
I've never done that before. I've never done an interactive podcast. So maybe I'll do something cool like that. And you know,
would be awesome. And I'd love to send, you know, like people either PDF calendars or like a hard copy of the calendar. If, if they know this is something they're jumping into, have some Hug Doctor pens and
awesome.
I was excited to see you're doing t-shirts and stuff.
Isn't that funny? I love it. And I peace, love, truth. Well, it's funny, you know, I never thought about it. I was like, I say it all the time. Every time I close off my show, I sign off and I say peace, love, truth. And I'm like, you know what? Let's just do it. I'm always thinking about something, but okay, wait, Dr. Stone, before you go, tell everybody where we can find you. I need your website, and then we're going to put everything in the show notes, but just so my listeners hear, while they're here, tell me your website, your book, everything.
Okay. So the website is simply www.thehugdoctor.com.
Mm-hmm. Easy enough.
Thehugdoctor.com.
Okay.
And the name of the book is Hug Therapy. Comes out September 15th.
Yay.
And it's available for order now on Amazon.
Perfect. And maybe you'll come back when the book comes out. We'll do another one.
That would be awesome.
I would love to have you. We're going to get you on some of my friends' shows too, because this is just too good to not spread around the world.
Yeah, and I'd love to be on with Jim too and see what he thinks about all this hugging.
That'd be awesome.
And the literal and the metaphorical.
Yes, because he's really like, Jim is not as woo-woo goo-goo as me. Like he's so...
Right.
You know, he's,
and I get that. And you know, there's a part of my book where I'm like, and for you, some of you that aren't into all this hippie shit, like, you know, bear with me.
Right.
You know, like, because there's some good stuff here.
Yeah, because I say to him, meditate with me. And he's like, never. I'm like, come on, Jim, come on. And then I'll pull out like my astrology stuff. And I'm like, you're a Taurus Mercury. And your Mercury is not. He's like, Jennifer, shut it. You know, like I can't get him to. But you know what? It's like he does his thing and I do mine. And he's just my person. So it's like, it's okay.
Yeah. And, you know, he knows when he thinks that you might want a hug. And
he does.
And that's perfect. And I'm saying, have those hugs be longer.
Yes.
Have those hugs be more often.
Yes.
Have you offering him a hug more often?
I never do. I never offer him a hug. I'm the worst. I'm sitting here going, wait a minute. He always says to me, you need a hug. You're spinning out. You need a hug. And I never say to him, come here, let me hug you.
Well, now you're going on a 21-day hugging journey. So perhaps you
want
to have a commitment to asking him for a certain
number. I will. Yeah, I'm going to hang up right now. Right.
You know, like with the boys.
I hug my boys all day long. I can't get enough of them. I'm like,
that's awesome.
And oh my gosh. So funny.
You probably, though, haven't had too many 21 second hugs with
you. You're right. That's a long time.
You know, the idea is really to get lost in the hug.
Oh, I love that. We hug at night. We'll hug before we go to sleep. We always fall asleep and we are always hugging. So that makes me happy.
That makes me happy too.
That's me too. Oh my God. I loved having you. I loved this. I loved meeting you. I loved talking to you. You're amazing. And I can't even tell you, this has been just This has been amazing. I feel like I'm like in a happy place now.
So it's an honor, and I'm sending you the biggest of virtual hugs.
Yes, hug lightness back.
And yes. Joy.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Everything you want.
That's thank you. Ditto right back at you, and have the best night ever. And once again, all my listeners, I just feel like I'm like so, like I'm just in the happy place right now. My listeners, everybody, thank you for being here. Once again, happy Tuesday. Everybody go hug someone. 21 seconds. Give somebody a hug. That's it, everybody. And you can find me as usual everywhere, but most the easiest place is www.jenniferhurwitz.com. Oh, everybody, I'm going to add a hug today. Hug, hug, hug. It's peace, love, truth, and hugs just for today. Thank you, Dr. Stone. We'll see everybody next week. Bye. Thanks for listening to Doing Divorce Right. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe, recommend, rate, and review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Want to keep the podcast going? Support us by going to www.jenniferhurwitz.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Peace, love, and truth.